Song of a Motherless Son. I went to Assisi to recall my mother 1 year after her lonely cross. A need to evade sorrow's smother 1 year after my searing loss. Carrying grief in my unwashed hair, I came at night to the Umbrian plain. The city of peace was glowing there, a gleam of mercy through a squall of pain. I trod the steps of Francis' feet and only went where I was led. To open my soul I did not eat, but trudged uphill with an aching head. There I found his weathered figure, a bronze homage to holy rest. Body unfolded in tranquil stature, gazing into the summoning west. I carried a box of silver sorrow, the cremation of her time-worn days. Around his head, an ashy halo, a symbol of my dismal haze. The shock of loss was still my psalm, as I had reached the end of tether. An open window, the evening's balm, as I laid myself on a bed of weather. So I said to myself, if I should wake, the saint's day mass I would take. Dawn's soft dimness greeted my feet, in the narrow pink stone street. Spidery movement on pavement cobble, bending me low to broken hobble. Glancing upward, I found its source, a white shone feather's downward course. I raised and opened my left hand, it landed like water on hard baked sand. I felt like one who is singled out, chosen as broken, a man of doubt. I curled my hand around its grace, touched my soul like a mother's face. In the darkened crypt of the barefoot saint, I knelt as tears washed away constraint. The trauma died as they broke the bread, and wine woke a mother to stand in her stead. This poem is from my first collection, The Call of the Unwritten. I wrote it around 2010, but it recalls a time in 2007 when, on the 3rd of October, I went to Assisi. My mother died the year before, on the same date, which is the same day as St. Francis died. His feast day is the 4th of October, because in medieval times, your feast day was the day after you died, your first day in heaven. My mother died suddenly. Just over a weekend she became ill and she died, and she died alone. I found her in her kitchen. And it was very traumatic. She was a good mum, and I was an only child, and my dad had died in 1973. So we were also good friends. We had a good adult relationship. And it was very traumatic, and I missed her dreadfully and was full of grief. And year after, I wanted to do something. I still had her ashes. And I said to my wife, let's take the kids to Assisi. And we'd already done something for half term. And she was like, we can't do that. We can't take them out of school. Why don't you go on your own? So I did. I booked the flight, took my mum's ashes in a... like a drinks container. God knows what would have happened at the airport if they'd found them, this white powder. But anyway, they didn't, thank the Lord. And I got there very tired, and I decided on the 3rd that on her anniversary I would fast. Just felt the right thing to do. And I walked up to the carcere, which means prison. It was where Francis would go above Assisi and pray alone in the caves up there. And there's an amazing statue, a bronze statue of him, laying on the floor looking at the stars, and I knew that's where I wanted to go, and I walked up there. It's a long walk. And I sprinkled her ashes, when no one was around his head, like a halo. Anyone who knows my mum would have realised that part of her would have been saying to me, well, that's nice, but you could have taken me when I was alive, because I'd promised I would. And it's one of those things that you don't do and then regret. Anyway, I walked back down from the Hermitage right down onto the plane to Santa Maria degli Angeli, where there was a service called the Transitus to commemorate Francis asking to be laid naked on the floor as he died, to be returned to Mother Earth. But I still felt really not good and heavy. So I thought to myself, if I wake up early, there's a mass at six at Francis's tomb in the Basilica. I'll go to that. And I did. I woke, the windows were open, the dawn was beginning to glimmer, and I woke up and there was a lovely breeze, and I just thought, right, I'm getting up and I'm going. And as you walk up to the Basilica, there's a very narrow passageway that opens out into the piazza. And along there, as the sun was coming up, I saw what I thought was a spider on the floor. And I looked down, and then I realised it was a shadow. And I looked up, and this quite large white feather fluttered down and landed in my palm. And it absolutely transfixed me. It was, there used to be adverts for the National Lottery when it first came out, of a big hand coming out of the sky with a finger pointing at you saying it could be you. Well, it felt like that. Now, I've also heard Peter Kay talking about, you know, the family standing over a grave of some fella and a crisp packet flutters over and it's cheese and onion. They love cheese and onion. It must be him. I know it sounds trite, but I really felt like something had touched me. In the Basilica of St. Francis, there are paintings by Giotto telling the story of the life of Francis. And when he wanted to convey that something important was happening, there would be a hand coming out of the clouds to symbolise the touch of the divine on the human world. And I have to say, I just felt very touched. And I walked up, went to Mass, it was in Italian. Next to me was this proper Italian mama, and the Mass went on, we went to communion, and then they sang a hymn to the tune of a song from Brother Sun, Sister Moon, Zeffirelli's film, which I'd seen years before, and I absolutely sobbed. I just broke, and the grief began to really come out of me. And of course, this lovely woman next to me started to stroke my face, wipe my tears, put her arm around me. Well, that just made it worse, because it made me really think of my mum. And there was a motherly grace to this moment. But it also woke something in me that said, the mothering is now inside you, and you carry it with you when you leave here. Song of a Motherless Son. I went to Assisi to recall my mother, 1 year after her lonely cross. A need to evade sorrow's smother, 1 year after my searing loss. Carrying grief in my unwashed hair, I came at night to the Umbrian plain. The city of peace was glowing there, a gleam of mercy through a squall of pain. I trod the steps of Francis' feet and only went where I was led. To open my soul I did not eat, but trudged uphill with an aching head. There I found his weathered figure, a bronze homage to holy rest. Body unfolded in tranquil stature, gazing into the summoning west. I carried a box of silver sorrow, the cremation of her time-worn days. Around his head, an ashy halo, a symbol of my dismal haze. The shock of loss was still my psalm, as I reached the end of tether. An open window, the evening's balm, as I laid myself on a bed of weather. So I said to myself, if I should wake, the Saint's Day Mass I would take. Dawn, soft dimness greeted my feet in the narrow pink stone street. Spidery movement on pavement cobble, bending me low to broken hobble. Glancing upward, I found its source, a white shone feathers downward course. I raised and opened my left hand. It landed like water on hard baked sand. I felt like one who was singled out, chosen as broken, a man of doubt. I curled my hand around its grace. It touched my soul like a mother's face. In the darkened crypt of the barefoot saint, I knelt as tears washed away constraint. The trauma died as they broke the bread, and wine woke a mother to stand in her stead.